The first question, and inshallah ta'ala, we'll try and take a number of questions a day. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us a new success. Is it permissible for a wife to give charity from her own wealth without the permission of the husband? Is it permissible for a wife to give charity from her own wealth without the permission of her husband? This is an issue that the scholars differed concerning. However, the Jumhur, the majority of the scholars, analyzing all of the proofs that we find in this matter, the majority of the scholars said that it is permissible for a woman, a wife, to give charity from her wealth without the permission of her husband. And they rely upon proofs from the Quran and also authentic ahadith from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of those ahadith, nam, and there are a number of ahadith that they rely upon to keep it short and concise. One of those ahadith is the hadith that we find in Sahih Muslim that an Maymunata bint al-Harith, Maymuna, the daughter of al-Harith, annaha a'taqat walidatan fi zamani Rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Maymuna, the daughter of al-Harith, she freed a slave girl at the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَذَكَرَتْ ذَلِكَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. She mentioned this to the Messenger of Allah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, and he said, فَقَالْ لَوَ أَعْطَيْتِهَا أَخَوَالَكِ كَانَ أَعْظَمَ لِأَجْرِكِ. And the Prophet replied, عليه الصلاة والسلام, had you given her to your maternal uncles, you would have had a greater reward. نعم. And from this hadith, نعم, Sheikh Muhammad Adam al-Ethiopi, in his explanation of Sahih Muslim, which is a excellent explanation of Sahih Muslim, and advise all of the brothers and the sisters, if you have the ability to read Arabic, to have this in your library. It's a khidmah, a great service to Islam and the Muslims. Some of the benefits derived from this hadith, naam, as it relates to the topic at hand, wa minha jawazu tabarru' al-mar'ati bimaliha bighayri idhni zawjiha. The permissibility of a woman giving charity from her wealth without the permission of her husband. Without the permission of her husband. He said, وَمِنْهَا another benefit, بَيَانُ أَنَّ الْمَرْأَةَ لَيْسَ عَلَيْهَا إِسْتِئْمَارُ زَوْجِهَا فِي التَّبَرُّعِ بِمَالِهَا. A clarification that it is not upon the woman to seek permission from the husband when giving charity with her wealth. إِذَا كَانَتْ رَشِيدَ. If she has sound reason and understanding, meaning she's not safiha, she's not classified to be somebody who is foolish and reckless, because Ahlul Ilm, gathering the texts, they say that if she was safiha, reckless or irresponsible, then nam, she would need permission. However, if she's rashida, she knows how to conduct herself correctly, nam, she has understanding, then she does not need the permission of her husband. And the reason being, لِأَنَّ مَيْمُونَةَ, because Maymuna أَعْتَقَتْ قَبْلَ أَن تَسْتَأْمِرَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. She freed the slave girl before seeking permission from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَلَمْ يَسْتَدْرِكْ ذَلِكَ عَلَيْهَا. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not correct this from her. بَلْ أَرْشَدَهَا إِلَى مَا هُوَ الْأَوْلَى. Rather, he guided her to what, directed her to what was better. And he closed by saying, Sheikh Muhammad Adam, فَلَوْ كَانَ لَا يَنْفُضُ لَهَا تَصَرُّفٌ فِي مَالِهَا لَأَبْطَلَهَا. If it was not permissible for her to dispose of her wealth in this fashion, then the Prophet ﷺ would have nullified it, would have rejected this action. Naam. And again, this is one of the proofs. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ وَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا.